last time we really talked to you, you spoke a lot about Greg Williams and what you noticed about him right away. Now that you've gone through OTAs and that, has your, I guess, view of his vision and what he's trying to do here, has I don't want to say changed, but now how much has that crystallized for you now that you've been out there practicing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just clear how much energy, how much passion he has, how much he really wants to change the way that we go about playing defense here. He gets after everybody, but the thing I love about him, he's the same person every single day. Every day he comes in there with that same energy, with that same drive, just coaching us up, coaching up plays, not letting anything slip through the cracks, making sure he keeps everybody accountable, himself and the coaches included. So, I mean, he just comes with a different attitude and a passion that he's just ready to get after it.
Joe, what have you gotten personally out of the last 3-4 weeks, and what do you think the quarterback group has gotten out of it?
Just getting back to football, you know, being able to go against the offense, being able to work our system, being able to work our new system, work the different techniques that they've been trying to get us going. I feel like OTAs is just a spot where, you know what I'm saying, you try new things, just trying to get back into the groove, get back into covering these receivers, get back into timing, you know. So I think it's just been just a really good time to get everybody back to football, playing football again.
Do you feel like yourself again? I mean, are you healthy? Are you back to the Joe Hayden you were maybe 2 years ago? Do you feel like?
Yeah, man, I feel healthy, man. I'm ready to go. I'm just super excited to be able to be out here for OTAs, being able to just try new stuff, just coming out of my breaks, and feeling good, feeling able like I can open up, feeling like I can run, and just not feeling any restrictions.
Is that something that's I know you're a no-excuses type of guy, but how much from a mental standpoint does that sit in your mind, the nagging injuries that you have had and the thought of, hey, I want to be out there with my guys. I need to be 100% so I can be the player that you expect yourself to be?
I'm just ready to play. You know, I'm feeling good. I really can't let that get in my way. I really can't think about that too much. The best thing I could do is just know I take care of my body. And when I'm out here, just go as hard as I can. Because when you start holding back, when you start thinking about injuries, that's when stuff starts happening to you. So I only know one way to play. That's as hard as I can. And just trying to get my job done. So being able to be out here for OTAs and then coming up for this mandatory camp, I'm just working on my craft, just trying to get better every day, trying to do exactly what I can do to help out the squad.
How do you like McCourty and some of the new faces in the secondary? How do you think that they're fitting in?
I like McCourty a lot, man. He's a true pro. I mean, doesn't really say too much, but he knows his stuff. He knows the scheme. He played with Coach Gray before, so he understands him. He's just a veteran guy that has talent, is going to bring some competition to our room, and that's all we can ask for, is just for pushing me, pushing Body, pushing Jamar. Just pushing the corners, you know what I'm saying, to do better. And having a guy like him is definitely a great addition to our room. The other guys, I haven't really seen, like the safeties, my boy, that we just got from the Jets. He hasn't been able to be out there with us yet, so I couldn't be able to tell too much about him yet.
The fact that they've added some guys in the secondary, I know you don't play safety, but the fact that those guys have been added to the mix, I mean, does it almost excite you that the options that Greg, at least on paper right now, is going to have on the back end of the defense?
Yeah, I just look at it more as for competition. I mean, the more bodies that you have, it's just showing if you're not making plays, the next guy, you know what I'm saying, can be in there. Just not anybody feeling comfortable with their position, because the secondary, we haven't been too good in the past couple of years. So just knowing everything's open, every spot's open, knowing that he can move around people, put them in certain spots. He likes to use people's strengths, so, you know, just being able to show them what you can and can't do. My biggest thing is just having a lot of numbers, is just being able to have a lot of competition.
Baltimore added Macklin, I think it was yesterday. Do you pay any attention to what teams within the division do in the offseason?
Yeah, I watch the draft. And then definitely in free agency, you know, you just like to see, you know what I'm saying, who you're going to be going against. So being able to see, like, Cincinnati receiver. Then Baltimore went and picked up Macklin. You know, just always knowing like who you're going to go against, it just helps me figure out basically who to study.